Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Just when you think it could not get any crazier, this is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Did you hear the latest college football scandal right down the road at little old Wake Forest? A former assistant coach for the Deacons, since then working as a radio announcer for the school after not being retained by the new head coach, has been feeding intimate information about Wake's game preparation to opposing teams. An investigation by the Wake Forest Athletic Department following the Deacs' November 12th visit to Louisville found that someone named Tommy Elrod has provided or attempted to provide confidential game plan info to the opposition since 2014. Apparently, Elrod has been doing a worse job of it this season than the last two. The Deacs finished 6-6 and are going to a bowl game for the first time since 2011. The scandal broke after Wake's 44-12 loss to the nationally ranked Cardinals. It must have been fourth quarter poop that was WikiLeaked, because Louisville trailed in that game 12-10 after three quarters before scoring 34 unanswered points in the fourth period. Elrod served as a Wake Forest color man on the IMG radio network beginning in 2014 and has been terminated immediately from his position at IMG. Well, that's a surprise. Wake AD Ron Elman and football coach Dave Klassen both issued statements saying Elrod was off the radio broadcast of the upcoming military bowl game against Temple and banned from department facilities. He reportedly has to turn in his old keys to the coaching files. Word is also on the street that the Owls are trying to hire Elrod as a scout, and ESPN is considering him as an analyst. Seriously, how and why could this happen? Elrod was no longer a coach, so how did he get the material in the first place? And why would he do it? So he could bet for or against the Deacons to cover the point spread? Are Wake games even on the betting line from Vegas? And will every loss over the last 2 years now be expunged from the Deacons' record, and every opponent be under a new four-year investigation by the NCAA? What is college football coming to? This is Archansky. See ya.